Jews around the world are now in the Days of Awe, the time between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And there's a new Torah commentary out just in time. It's called Five Cities of Refuge, a collaboration between leading Reform rabbi Lawrence Kushner and Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright David Mamet. Deborah Schifrin has more.
David Mamet's many plays and movies, Glengarry Glen Ross, The Untouchables, Sexual Perversity in Chicago, don't exactly bring to mind a Torah scholar. In fact, for 30 years, Mamet's been thrilling and frightening us with stories of con men, thieves, and lost souls in a cynical, spiritually bankrupt world. So how did David Mamet, formerly a very non-practicing Jew, come to co-write this book on the Torah? It all started 10 years ago in Boston, as Mamet explained to a crowd at San Francisco's Temple Emmanuel. His then-fiancée, Rebecca Pidgeon, wanted to convert to Judaism. That's a process that normally takes up to a year. But 5 weeks before the wedding, they went to see Rabbi Lawrence Kushner.
He said, good, you've got to have a Jewish wedding. He said, Rebecca, we'll schedule your conversion a week before and the wedding. And that was our introduction to Larry and the class.
Mamet began taking classes from Rabbi Kushner, which later turned into a spirited exchange of ideas.
And so one day, Larry said, we should write a book together. And I said, sure, what do you want to write? He said, what about a commentary on the Torah? Ha, 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 I said.
But Mamet was converted to the idea. He started meeting Kushner for breakfast once a week at Johnny's Deli in Newton, Mass. They wrote the book over the course of 3 years. I met both of them in San Francisco for another breakfast discussion. Mamet explained that it wasn't such a leap from writing plays about liars, con men, and thieves to writing about the Torah.
Drama is about human malfeasance. It's about lies. All drama is about bringing things to light. One starts with a disordered situation. A lie has been told, a crime has been committed. How are the people going to react and how will that be resolved? That's also what the Torah is about. Con games and crimes and incest and murder and all of that. And studying the Torah is an attempt to decode an extraordinarily upsetting document.
Kushner and Mamet start each chapter of the book with a section from the Torah, followed by separate commentaries. As they comment on each of the passages, they reference a wide variety of subjects: Hasidic stories, the Vietnam War, Freud, Tolstoy, even the Wizard of Oz. And they freely express their personal opinions. In this exchange, they talk about Mamet's comment on page 118, in which he wrote, I never liked Moses. Here's Mamet.
Well, he was teacher's pet, wasn't he?
I don't think you're supposed to like anybody in the Torah. And the catharsis is precisely in realizing how messed up they are and what a terrible job they've done of leading their lives.
That was Rabbi Kushner. He says working with Mamet made him take his writing up a notch.
No more platitudes, no more fluff, no more sliding by in the easy religious stuff. There's hardly anything that I wrote that I could have written if I hadn't been writing it for David at breakfast.
Kushner says this book is unique because there are very few biblical commentaries written by liberal Jews, like himself and Mamet.
Liberal Judaism in America can't come of age until it's willing to throw its hat in the ring and get down and wrestle in the dust with Torah, like every generation of serious Jews throughout all time have done.
As for the title of the book, Five Cities of Refuge, it's complicated, so I left it for last. Five comes from the five books of the Torah. God sets aside cities of refuge so people who accidentally killed someone could be safe from vengeance seekers. For Mamet, he found his own refuge, a sanctuary from the rest of the world, in writing this book. For Day to Day, I'm Deborah Schifrin.